وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله تعالى we continue the lesson we're taking from the منظومة القواعد الفقهية للشيخ عبد الرحمن السعدية رحمه الله. قال الشيخ رحمه الله: وترجع الأحكام لليقين فلا يزيل الشك لليقين، والأصل في مياهنا الطهارة والأرض والثياب والحجارة، والأصل في الأبضاع واللحوم والنفس والأموال للمعصوم، تحريمها حتى يجيء الحلم، فافهم أداك الله ما يمل. الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى said: وترجع الأحكام لليقين. The rulings are based on certainty. وترجع الأحكام, the rulings go back to the يقين, to the certainty. Or the rulings are based on certainty. Rulings are based on certainty. فلا يزيل الشك لليقين. So doubt is not a removal of certainty. Doubt is not a removal of certainty. This is one of the five principles, the big five principles of the Sharia. اليقين لا يزول بالشك. اليقين لا يزول بالشك. You have certainty. That certainty should remain until another certainty opposite to it is established. So doubts cannot remove certainty. Certainty cannot be removed by doubt. Certainty can only be removed by certainty. For instance, this carpet was clean. Was cleaner, it is clean. Now, if you have doubt, is there impurity because some of the keys may mess it up or not? What's the ruling? Is it clean? Is it clean? Okay. How about if we see one of the keys urinating in it? Now, what do we say? Now, the previous certainty, which was is clean, now is removed by what? By another certainty. But as long we remain in doubt, we are not sure, we go back to the origin. We go back to the asal. Rulings are based on certainty. So doubt is not a removal of certainty. So if somebody has this principle, he will be safe بإذن الله from the whispering of shaitan and confusions. طيب اليقين لا يزول بالشك. اليقين لا يزول بالشك. يقين, certainty will not remove, will not go away by doubt. Okay, then the Sheikh said, we don't take more time on this because we already had it. The Sheikh رحمه الله تعالى said, والأصل في مياهنا الطهارة والأرض والثياب والحجارة. The default, the origin, ruling regarding our water is purity. الأصل, the origin, the rule with regard to our water, the water is at طهارة, is purity. أرحمك الله. والأرض as well as earth, the earth, والثيابي, likewise the garments, والحجارة, likewise the stones. So the origin, ruling of these things, the earth, the clothes, the water, the stones, is to be mada, is to be pure, clean. It's not impurity. Pure, purity, not impurity. Therefore, any water you get with the name of water, you can use as a wudu. Whether this water is owned by a Muslim or by a non-Muslim, where is the water from the sky or from the ocean or from anywhere? هو الطهور ماءه الحل ميتته. So the origin of the water is to be pure. Now, you have doubt about the water in the bathroom. You are not really sure. Is it remain purity or impurity? What's the ruling? Pure. This is a branch of the general qa'idah, which was يرحمك الله. What was اليقين لا يزول بالشك. So when you hear the origin, the default ruling is this qa'idah اليقين. So the origin is that the water, the earth, the cloth, the stones, الأشياء in general, the matters, are pure, not impurity. You stick to that principle until you have the opposite. Till you have something proving that water, this water, specific water, is not anymore pure. Likewise the cloth, likewise the stones, likewise the earth. Therefore, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَجُعَلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا مَذَا وَطَهُورًا. So the earth, all of it, is a place of salah. Anywhere as a Muslim, you pray, everyone on earth. You are in South Pole, North Pole, in America, in Africa, in Asia, in whatever you may be. From the earth, pray. Is a masjid. Also, is pure. وَطَهُورًا is pure. I remember one of the sisters, I was told she doesn't pray salah when she leave home. You know why? I personally asked her. She said, because there is no clean land. Say, why? She said, everywhere there is a dog. And you know dogs are not clean. Urinating. Okay. How about the one of the rooms of where you work? Disbelievers as well. How about if you put your sajada, take a sajada, put on it? You don't know somewhere, somehow, impurity is going to come. She doesn't pray. La, would she know this rule? She had ilm, she wouldn't leave her salah. She would pray wherever. Dog pass by, it doesn't walk by. It doesn't make any difference. Until you're sure it's impurity, you go back to the root. The earth is clean. The earth is clean. Okay. But if there is something showing the opposite, now it takes a different rule. Likewise, the garments. You buy a cloth from anybody, from disbeliever, dishes from disbeliever, utility, vessels, machines, anything. The origin is to be ماذا? طاهر, pure. If you say it's not pure, you have to bring a proof. Otherwise, you're breaking this rule. Also, the people of knowledge said, وَالْأَصْلُ فِي الْأَشْيَاءِ. The origin of these things, the rule with regard to these things, the earth, the clothes, the stones, the water, the origin is al-ibaha, it's permissible. It's permissible. So al-aslu fi al-ashya'i al-taharatu wal-ibaha. Therefore, Sheikh Sulaiman Ruhayli, when he was explaining this, he said, ثُمَّ لَمَّا ذَكَرَ الشَّيْخُ أُمُورًا الأصل فيها الإباحة والطهارة انتقل إلى أمور الأصل فيها التحريم. وعند الشيخ إيمان شيخ سعدي he mentioned matters which the origin of it is to be permissible and pure. He moved to other matters which the origin of it is impermissibility. And it is the following. So the Sheikh said, والأصل في الأبضاع واللحوم والنفس والأموال للمعصوم تحريمها حتى يجيء الحل فافهم هداك الله ما يمل. The Sheikh said, and the default ruling of intercourse or marriage, have a relation with a woman. واللحوم meat, the meat. والنفس life, the soul, life. والأموال and a wealth. للمعصوم of the protected. The wealth and the soul of the protected means individual. Protected person is wealth and life. Okay, the Sheikh, how many things now he mentioned? He mentioned how many? Five or four? Four. First thing he said, the origin and the default rule in oath, al-abda, is intercourse, is making relation with a woman, a man making relation with a woman or the opposite. The origin of that, wal-luhumi, the meat, and the wealth and the life of the protected person, the protected human being. Some human being, their wealth, their life is not protected. Some of them is protected. Those, their life and wealth is sacred, and the intercourse and the meat, tahrimuha, the rule of it is prohibition. Don't get close to those things. Hatta yaji al-hillu, until allowance, means is proofing. Until allowance is proofing. فَفْهَمْ هَدَاكَ اللَّهِ. So understand, may Allah guide you, مَا يُمَلُّ, what has been, what's being dictated, what's being recited, what's being mentioned. من الإملاء. So the Shaykh, he mentioned the origin, the default ruling, the origin ruling, the rule of these four things is don't get close to it. Haram, you are not allowed, don't touch it. Until you have what makes it permissible for you. What are they? First, al-abda, ay al-furuj, ay marriage. You cannot marry a woman or a man. No woman can marry a man without the origin is haram. Don't get close to that woman. Don't make relation with her. She doesn't make relation with him. Unless it's proven to be permissible. Unless it's proven to be permissible. For instance, somebody is married a woman, she's his wife, but he married her and he never saw her. And they told him, your wife is one of those three women there. Can he have a relation with any of them without knowing who his wife is? Yes? No, why? Why not? Because the origin is, he cannot make relation with a woman until his proof is lawful for him. Okay? They say, you can marry those 10 women, 20 women out there. Okay? But remember, one of them is your blood sister. He doesn't know how she looks like, he never met her. She just come from Asia. He never met her. She's your sister. She's one of them. Can he marry one of them until he makes sure who his sister is? No. Why? But the origin is because there's possibility. This one he is marrying to be his sister, right? So the origin is haram. Until the opposite is proof. Is that clear? Okay, man, he left it, he traveled. He come back. One night he come, he left his wife, then her sister come. He knows his sister come, her sister come, both are sleeping. He doesn't know which one is. Can he have relationship with any of them until he knows who his wife is? Can he? No. The origin is haram. Don't get close to any of those women until you know who you can get close to. Is that very clear? طيب. Likewise, al-luhum, the meat. The meat, the Sheikh said, don't eat the meat. This is the meat which needs to be slaughtered. The meat which is to be slaughtered, not the fish and the jarad. Don't eat the meat, offerings of a cow or a sheep or a game. Don't get close to until it's proven to be permissible for you. So you doubt if this animal was slaughtered. It was slaughtered or was not slaughtered. You are not sure. Based on this principle, where's the ruling? Yes? At-tahrim is not allowed. It's not allowed. Tayyib, the people of knowledge, they said, when it comes to meat, there is two origin. There is two rules. The meat of the Muslim and the meat of the Jewish and the meat of the Christian, those three groups, their meat. Okay? Those whom Allah guide them to the Tawheed, the Muslims. And those who say they are the people of the book, they follow Prophet Isa, they follow Prophet Musa, they have the Torah, they have Injil, they believe Akhirah, they believe Allah. Those people. The origin of their meat is to be lawful. The origin of a meat, of a Muslim, Muslim invites you to his house. Akhi, you brought this meat to me. When you were slaughtered, did you slaughter first? When you slaughtered, do you say Bismillah? You remember that? Do you ask these questions? La. The meat that Muslim provides you, the origin is to be halal, lawful. Tayyib. Likewise, the meat of the Jewish, the meat of the Christian. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was invited by a Jewish woman who cooked meat for him. He didn't ask her if she said how she slaughtered. Okay, he eats, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he touched it, but it talked to him, tell him there is poison on it. And he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, relayed that to his Sahaba, but one of them already ate the meat and he died. So that woman was killed because of that Muslim, she killed. When she was asking, because the meat talked to the messengers of Salam, told him there is poison on it. She said, yes. Why you put the poison? She said, I wanted to know, if you are a messenger of Allah, you will not eat it. You will know a way, you will have a way to know it. There is a poison on it. And if you are not the messenger of Allah, you will eat it. So I was testing you. So she was killed, not because of the messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And of course, she hurt the messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to be sick. Such a way, when he was dying, he said he felt the pain of that poison. It was Khaybar, from Khaybar, until he feels, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the pain. Therefore, some scholars, they say, with the prophethood, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was also shaheed. He was shaheed because he died because of the mada, because of the poison of that woman. Al-Muhim. But she was not killed for that, because he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never revenged for himself. Many people did. They hit him, alayhi salam, they wound him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, physically, they hit him. They did a lot. He never revenged. Because he was upon ikhlas, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. من تقم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لنفسه قد never revenge for himself. But he used to revenge for the religion of Allah. When the religion of Allah is transgressed, the boundary of Allah is crossed, there he used to get mad, get angry, nobody stop him. But for him, he never revenged. صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The opposite is with the people, except those few Allah chosen them. They only get mad for their personalities, for their selves. Not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is disobey and so many crime is happening with the right of Allah, they don't care. Do whatever you like, it is your freedom. But touch him, no freedom there. Taib. So the origin of the meat of the Muslims and the Jewish and the Christian is to be lawful. No one should say today the Christians are not really Christian actually because they believe Jesus to be God, Jesus to be Son of God, Jesus. Some people, Muslims, they say that. The people of Nile, they refute that, like Shaykh Uthaymeen and others. They say even at the time when Allah revealed the Quran and he subhanahu made the meat of the Christian and the Jewish lawful, الْيَوْمَ أُحِلَّ لَكُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَطَعَامُ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ حِلُّ لَكُمْ وَطَعَامُكُمْ حِلُّ لَهُمْ. When Allah revealed this ayah and make lawful their meat, they were saying the Trinity. They were saying Jesus is a God. They were saying he's Son of God. And all this is shirk and kufr. So that doesn't take away from being a Christian. Nasara. Taib. So that is the origin. So you come to a meet of Muslims, like Medina. Okay. Meat of a Muslim, a store of a baqala, grocer of a Muslim, a house of a Muslim. If you doubt, did he really slaughter or didn't slaughter? Did he say Bismillah? He didn't say Bismillah. What's the ruling? Yes? What's the ruling, Arayan? You shouldn't ask this. The origin is, go back to the rule. The origin is Muslim meat is halal. Okay? Jewish meat is halal. Christian meat is halal. That's the origin. Some of the people of Nile, that's one angle. On the other angle, the meat, if it's doubt, there's doubt, the meat, was it slaughter or was not slaughter? Was mentioned the name of Allah or was not mentioned in the name of Allah? Okay? If it goes back to the Muslims, to the Christian, Jewish, no questions. The origin is permissible. And if the meat was killed by other people, Buddhist, atheist, idol worshippers, regardless how they slaughter, regardless what they say, is it permissible? No. A Buddhist, atheist guy, and the like invite you, and it is you who killed the animal, is not allowed. Only those three groups, Muslim, Korean, Jewish, their meat are allowed. The rest are not allowed. So the rest is haram. Okay, now is the question, if you don't know, who is Lord, a Christian or atheist, a Muslim, or Buddhist? These three groups, Muslims and Christian and Jewish, or other people. Now, the rule goes back to the other rule. The origin is the meat, to stay away from it. The people of knowledge, as Sheikh Sulaiman, rahimahullah, hafidahullah, he mentioned the ulama, they differ, the meat coming from there, coming to, for instance, Saudi Arabia, from the Western countries. From the Western countries. He mentioned the Sheikh that some of them said, the Sheikh said, والأصل والله هست الشيخ سرير ذهب. فمن العلماء ما قال الأصل في اللحوم التحريم حتى نعلم الحلة، فإذا شككنا لم يجوز لنا أن نتناول اللحم، وهذا الذي ذكره الشيخ في المنظومة. From the pure of knowledge, those who said the rule of the meat, the original rule of the meat is impermissibility until we know that it is permissible. If we doubt, it's not allowed for us to eat it. And this is what the Sheikh, meaning Sheikh Sa'd, mentioned in this poem. So Sheikh Sa'd mentioned the origin of the meat is to be halal, lawful or unlawful. Yes? Unlawful, impermissible. That's what Sheikh Sa'd mentioned, the meat. Okay. Then the Sheikh said, وَذَهَبَ بَعْضُ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ. Some of the people of knowledge have the opinion of أَنَّ الْأَصْلَ فِي اللُّحُومِ الْإِبَاحِ, that the origin rule of the meat is permissibility. He said, ذَهَبَ إِلَى ذَلِكَ بَعْضُ الْمُعَاصِرِينَ كَالشَّيْخ سَعْدِ الشَّتْرِ وَالشَّيْخ سَعْدِ الْخَثْلَانِ. He mentioned two sheikhs who has the opinion of that the origin of the meat is al-ibaha, is permissible. Okay, but here they mean اللحوم التي تكون بين المسلمين أو بين أهل الكتاب. The meat was going to be between the Muslims or between the people of the book. فحيثما وجدنا اللحم بين أثر المسلمين. Wherever we find meat in the Muslims أو بين أثر أهل الكتاب or between the people of the book. حل لنا أن نأكله حتى نعلم التحليم. The rule is to be lawful for us to eat until we know it is impermissible. فمثلا وجدنا دجاجة في سوق لم تقطع. لا. طيب. So if we doubt, they say if we doubt, the origin is to be lawful. But if certainty comes that this meat in front of you, regardless who kill it, Muslim or non-Muslim, actually they didn't slaughter at all. Or they mention on it a name other than the name of Allah, will it be permissible? No. Because the origin, now there's the origin was removed by certainty that is haram. This Muslim, he actually, what he did, he even didn't slaughter. He didn't slaughter. He didn't cut the neck, the throat, he didn't cut anywhere. He cut the leg and the blood go out and it's dead. Is that allowed? No. You find a chicken in the market which the was not, يعني, was not cut the neck. يعني it dead by itself. Nothing, no, nothing touch. It dead. Is it allowed? No. Because now we have certainty, was not a slaughter. Has to be a slaughter. Was not a slaughter. So it's haram. طيب. So some of the ulama, the sheikh said, they say the origin of the meat is lawful, but they're talking about the meat which between the Muslims, in the markets of the Muslims, or the mark of the Christian, the mark of the Jewish. The sheikh said, والأثر والله أعلم أن اللحوم فيها جانبان. When it comes to the meat, there is two angles. جانب نقول فيه الأصل في اللحوم التحريم حتى تزكى الذبيحة الحلال أو يصاد الصيد الحلال. وجانب نقول فيه الأصل في اللحوم الإباحة. The Sheikh said, when it comes to the meat, when we look in one way, we say the origin of it is not allowed until it is slaughtered, the lawful slaughtering. Or the game is hunted in the correct way. And when we look in another way, we say the meat, the origin of it is to be permissible. Like the meat which is present in the Muslim lands or in the lands of the people of the book, Christian and Jewish. The origin of it is to be permissible. فيجوز للإنسان يأكل منها إلا إذا تيقن التحريم. It's lawful for the person to eat that meat, which is in the markets of the Muslims, and is in the markets of the Christian and the Jewish, until he has certainty it's not allowed. فإنه في هذه الحال لا يحل له أن يأكل منها. طيب يتفرع عن هذا الخلاف مسألة اللحوم التي تأتينا من بلدان أهل الكتاب. What's the rule of the meat which comes to us from the land of the people of the book? The Sheikh said, now the people of knowledge, senior scholars, Saudi Arabia, they discuss, they talk about the ruling of the meat which comes to Saudi Arabia from the land of the people of the book. The US, France, Britain, and the like. Those Western countries. They are, the origin is to be people of the book. Who are the majority of the US? Christians. Christians. Therefore, Christmas Day, you see, everywhere is Christmas. Yes. Okay. Yes, there are Muslims. Alhamdulillah, who are not Christians. There are also Jewish. There are atheists. There are idol worshippers. But the majority of them are Christian. طيب. So the ulama, they talk about this. فبعض أهل العلم يقولون الأصل التحريم. Some of the people knowledge said the rule is impermissible. فليس لنا أن نأكلها حتى نعلم حلها. We are not allowed to eat, consume until we know it is lawful. وهو اختيار الشيخ عبد الله بن حميد في فتوى محفوظة له نقلها وافقه عليها الشيخ صالح الفوزان في كتاب الأطعمة وأحكام الصيد والذبائح. The Sheikh, he mentioned from the scholar who say that Sheikh Abdullah bin Humayd and Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan. What they say? Al-Aslu, ماذا? The meat which comes from those, from the people of the book, we are not allowed. Until we know that they slaughter in a correct way. حتى نعلم حلها. شيخ فوزان شيخ عبد الله بن حميد طيب وبعض أهل العلم يقولون and some of the people of knowledge they say الأصل الحل the origin is to be lawful the origin of the meat coming from the land of the people of the book is permissible فلنا أن نأكل منها حتى نعلم حرمتها we have the right to eat it until we know it is permissibility who said this He said, the Sheikh said, وهو اختيار الشيخ ابن باز والشيخ ابن عثيمين. ابن عثيمين. So from the people of knowledge who chosen that, Sheikh ibn Baz and Sheikh Uthaymeen. That the origin, the meat coming from the land of the people of the book is to be what? Lawful. The Sheikh said, والراجح عندي والله أعلم أن الأصل فيها الحل. The most strongest opinion with me And Allah knows the most, the best, is the Sheikh said that the origin of the meat coming from the land of the people of the book to be, ماذا? To be lawful. Lawful. So I mentioned two Sheikh who said the meat come from the land of the people of the book is unlawful. Until we make sure that meat was slaughtered in a correct way. Who says that? Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan and Sheikh Abdullah ibn Humayd. Sheikh Abdullah ibn Humayd is Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan. Mention two other scholars who say the rule, the origin rule of the meat which comes from the people of the book is lawful until we know the opposite. Who are they? Sheikh ibn Baz and Sheikh al-Uthaymeen. Na'am. And Sheikh Sulaiman al-Ruhayli, he agree with them. Tayyib. Tayyib. Wal-Abda'i, wal-Luhumi. Now, next. Wal-Nafsi wal-Amwal lil-Ma'asumi. Also, So now again, and the devolved ruling for intercourse, meat, life, and wealth of the protected. The life and the wealth of the protected, who is the one his life, his wealth is protected? It is the Muslim. The disbeliever who is not at war with the Muslims. Who is not at war with the Muslims. No war. No war between them. They have agreement. between them and the Muslims. Like Ahlul Dhimma, those who live under the Muslim authority. They pay jizya from the people of the book and they live with the Muslims. They are protected. Their wealth and mada and their life is protected. They are under the shelter of the Muslim land and country authority. Second group are al-musta'manun, those were given peace, was given amn, security by the Muslims. The non-Muslims were given security by the Muslims, whether by individual or by the government. Even though this person originally is from those who fight the Muslims. He was fighting the Muslims and he surrendered himself to a Muslim. And Muslim gave him safety. Nobody can get close to him. Or the government gave him safety. Nobody can touch him. وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. They are called مُسْتَأْمَنُونَ. Third group, they are called مُعَاهَدُونَ, those who have covenant and agreement, peace treaty with the Muslims. They have covenant. The original, they are people of war, but they say, okay, look, let us stop fighting. Let us have peace. How many years? 10 years. We don't touch one another. Or it is open. It's open. Based on what the Muslim leaders see is suitable. So those, the one mu'ahad, the one who have covenant with the Muslims. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, من قتل معاهدا لم يجد رائحة الجنة وإن الريحة لتوجد مسيرة 40 عاما. Whoever kill a mu'ahad, a disbeliever, who had a covenant with the Muslims, whoever he may be, either a worshipper, he be a people of the book, whoever he may be, he had a covenant with the Muslims. Whoever killed that, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said he will not get the fragrance of the heaven, of the Jannah, and the fragrance of the Jannah can be received a distance of 40 years. So let alone entering Jannah, he will not even get its fragrance. The Jannah, the heaven, the paradise, we ask Allah al-Karim to make us from its people without punishment and reckoning. Subhanallah, so nice smelling. 4 years of distance, you get it. Jannah is there, you are far from it, 4 years of distance. How many times, how long it takes somebody to walk on the earth? By the way, who is good in geography? To walk on the earth. Some people, they do that. It can be known. It's not very difficult. You just walk from here to the parking of the masjid. You see how many meters is that? And then how many meters the earth is? Within a few minutes, you know it. You don't have to go and take a bicycle crossing the ocean. La. So it is it's far from the earth many times, 40 years. Right? Far from the earth many times. How was someone who is inside the Jannah? Tayyib. So it's not allowed. So this is the one who has mu'ahad. So those four people are protected. يعني أهل ذمة, those who live under the Muslim leadership and they give them jizya. مستأمنون, those who are given peace. مُعَاهَدُونَ, those who are given covenant. These three are protected. What remains is the one who is at war with the Muslims. He's in a fight, he's fighting, he's killing the Muslims, Muslims are killing him. Now there is no agreement here. That one is not the one protected because he also killing the Muslims, taking their wealth, killing their property, taking. They are at war. So the Sheikh said, the abda', the marriage, the meat, and the wealth and the life of the protected person, the origin is tahrimuha, is prohibition. Hatta yaji al-hillu, until allowance comes, until allowance is proven. Fafham hadaka Allahu ma yumallu. So understand, may Allah guide you, understand that what you are being dictated. Understand that what you are being mentioned to. شيخ سليمان حفظه الله سالفا إن قال قائل إن هؤلاء ليسوا أهل كتاب، وإنما هم ملاحدة لا يؤمنون بالله أو علمانيون ولا يذهبون للكنائس. قلنا الشيخ سليمان when he mentioned to him the strongest opinion is that the meat which comes from the land of the people of the book, the Christian and the Jewish, is permissible. He said, how about if someone says, these people are not actually from people of the book anymore. They are atheists. They don't believe in Allah. Or they are secularists. They don't go to the church. So either they are atheists. These people, we say they are Christians. They are a people of the book. They said, if there is here this, if someone says, they are not actually from the people of the book. Why? Because they are atheists. Okay? They don't believe in Allah. That's number one. Number two, they are secularists. They don't go to church. They are not religious people. They don't go to church. Okay. To them, being Muslim or Christian is the same to them. The Sheikh said, إن الأصل في هؤلاء الشرك من زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حيث أبيحت ذبائحهم ولا ذنب أعظم من الشرك. The origin of those people is to commit shirk. The origin, the rule of the people of the book from the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is to, he said, is to be people of shirk. From the time of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, when their meat was made lawful, they were mushrikeen. And no sin is bigger than shirk. وَأَمَّا كَوْنُهُمْ لَيْسُوا أَهْلَ كِتَابٍ فَالْأَصْلُ أَنَّهُمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ خِلَافَ هَذَا. As for that, they are not from the people of the book. So as for shirk-wise, when they are the Christian and the Jewish, they were already, especially the Christian, they were already mushrikeen. From the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were mushrikeen. So that doesn't take away from being from the people of the book. As for that, they are not from the people of the book anymore. Yes, they are not from the people of the book. They are atheists. They are secularists. The Sheikh said the origin is to be from the people of the book. Until we know the opposite. Until we know the otherwise. The origin is to be from the people of the book. So, that's the rule. حتى نعلم خلاف هذا. فإذا علمنا أن هذا الذي يذبح يقول أنا لا أؤمن بالله أصلا. If we come to know that the specific person who is slaughtering the animal is saying he doesn't believe in Allah at all. فهذا لا يجوز أن نأكل ذبيحته. We are not allowed to eat his animal. حتى ولو كان من المسلم. Even if he is from the Muslims. Even if he says he is a Muslim. But he says he doesn't believe in Allah. He says his ذبيحة is not allowed. Let alone saying he is a Christian while he says he doesn't believe in Allah. Okay? Even if he says he is a Muslim. And he says he doesn't believe in Allah, what he slaughtered is not lawful for us. Yes? He's atheist. Yes, he's atheist. So even if he says he's a Christian, but he says he doesn't believe in Allah, now he's atheist. He's a Christian, will not benefit him. He says he's a Muslim. And he says he doesn't believe in Allah. It will not benefit him. He says he's a Muslim, but he doesn't believe the Sharia of Islam. So Islam time was a long time ago. He's not, what he says, that the reality is that he is not a believer. The Shaykh said, يَكُونُ مَثَلًا يَكُونُ الْجَزَّارِ الَّذِي يَذْبَحُ فِي الدِّيَارِ الْكُفْرِ نَصْرَانِيًا فَيَقُولُ أَنَا لَا أُؤْمِنُ بِعِيسَى صلى الله عليه وسلم فهذا خرج عن كوني من أهل الكتاب. He said, like the one who slaughtered the animal in the land of the disbelievers. He was a Christian. And he says he doesn't believe Jesus. This one, he said, he is not from the people of the book. If he doesn't believe Jesus, he is not from the people of the book. أما كونهم يفعلون ويفعلون فليس هناك ذنب أعظم من الشرك. As for that they do, they do, they do, means those things, no sin is bigger than shirk. And they were mushrikeen at the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. From the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا والله أعلم. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعليه وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.